Chapter 7. Nikki. In a conclusion sure to tear at the heartstrings of our more anemic readers, Nikki discovers Fate, a relentless pursuer, still chasing at his heels, her scythe drawn and ready. On the ride home, the radio stations were reporting my death. The girls looked at me with big, wet eyes and asked with genuine concern, "You're not going to do drugs anymore, are you, Nikki?" I'd felt so alone and monstrous on tour, as if I had nobody that cared for me and nobody to care for. In that car, I realized that I was one of the luckiest guys in the world. I had millions of people who cared for me and millions of people I cared for. "No way," I told them from the bottom of my heart. It was so funny to me that everyone thought I was dead that as soon as I returned home, I walked to my answering machine and changed the message. "Hey, it's Nikki. I'm not home because I'm dead." Then I went into the bathroom, pulled a lump of heroin out of the medicine cabinet, rolled up my sleeve, tied off, and with one sink of the syringe plunger, realized that all the love and concern of those millions of fans still didn't feel as satisfying as one good shot of heroin. I woke up the next afternoon sprawled across the bathroom floor with the needle still dangling out of my arm. The tile floor was covered with blood. My blood. I passed out again. Somewhere, far away, a phone rang. "Hey, it's Nikki. I'm not home because I'm dead."